Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. Today, we're going to talk about books. So how can business people can grow their business and their brand, their influence with writing books? So it's going to be, I think you guys are going to learn a lot. My guest is Nancy Erickson. So she's, I don't know if I could say expert. I think I could say expert.
But, I hope so by now.
she knows what she's talking about, and she has a lot of experience in that world. So please, Nancy, tell us who is Nancy Erickson in about 2 minutes, and we'll get started.
Yeah, thank you so much, Richard, for having me on. What I do for people is I'm a book coach at nonfiction books. We deal strictly with nonfiction. So what we do is we help people who start just from their idea all the way through to planning the book, writing, editing, and publishing. I own two book-related businesses. One is called The Book Professor, and the other is Stonebrook Publishing, which is a award-winning nonfiction publishing house. So when authors start with us to get help write their book, we take you all the way through to the finished product that's on sale and distributed throughout the world.
Okay. So why would business people, or I'll put probably two questions in one. I don't know if it just limits to business people or professional. Why would they start thinking about writing books for their business, to grow their business or their influence?
Right. Well, you used the good word influence, because we work with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. And the kind of truth of the matter is that if you want a bigger audience, you need a bigger platform. You need to get outside that little circle that you've been operating in and send your message out beyond those borders so that more people can, get connected with you. Many of our authors, the intent of their book is to show them, well, the book should do three things for you. It should establish you as an expert in your field. It should increase your credibility, and it should help attract a following. And so many of our business owner authors want to build their business to attract more clients, or they want to get more speaking engagements to get that book out there, their message out there. And so when you write a book that allows you to have more influence, and I can talk about some specific ways in a little bit, but if, you are an expert in what you do, because you do it and you do it over and over and over again. And it's easy to forget that not everybody can do what you do. It takes years, this 10,000 hour thing to become an expert, and people need your help. And when you want to grow your business, a book is an excellent place to start.
Okay. If they have thought of that before to write a book, they might be intimidated by writing a book, because they might say to themselves, like, they don't have what it takes, like the language or the education. What would you have to say to those people?
Well, I think that's a really great point. So Can I tell you a little story here? When we started at my publishing house about 15 years ago, we strictly wanted to work with nonfiction that would either save lives, change lives, or transform society. And most business books can do that. And we were getting a lot of manuscripts that had a seed of that in there, but they were so poorly written that we couldn't do anything with it. We couldn't edit our way out of it, and we certainly couldn't publish it. So I took some time and stepped back and wrote a step-by-step process so that people who aren't writers, who aren't authors, can become authors of these high impact nonfiction books. So the steps are really tiny every week. And what we start with is a series of foundational questions that are really intended to help you crystallize your message. And they're things like, you know, why are you even doing this? What's your motivation? You know, who specifically is your audience, and how will they be changed as a result of taking in your material? And there's 12 of these questions, and we end up distilling them down into a purpose statement for your book that says, the purpose of this book is to do this specific thing for this particular audience, period. You can't put everything you know in one book. So you have to narrow it down and get it really targeted and focused. And so we help you with all those steps. But when at a certain point when you're actually writing your draft, that's where I put my professor hat, because I've been teaching at the university level for a long time, and teach you how to write really compelling creative nonfiction. Because in addition to being insightful and informative, your book has to be somewhat entertaining because you want to keep people reading. So we just hold your hand and baby you through the whole thing. And you're going to surprise yourself at how well you can do when you've got guidance.
What are some misconceptions in regards to writing a book?
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is that, okay, I'm going to write a book, so I'm just going to sit down and start writing. And that's where we find that people get really tangled up. You know, before you get started, all these ideas are swirling around in your head, and you think, oh, I've got this great book, and then you start writing it down, and it's like, blah, you know, what is all this? These are just ideas that are not connected and not formed. And so when you do just the write first method without taking some considered time to think about what your message is and how you're going to build the structure of your book, then most of the time people get really tangled up and aren't sure how to do it. Because, I mean, if you've never written a book before, I don't know how you would know how to get started, because it can be pretty complex. I mean, it's not like writing a blog post or it's long form nonfiction. And so we like to help you to build that structure before you even get started.
In regards to what I just asked, are there like more myths in regards to in that area? Like, you have to be high educated, or you have to have big following, or there's a lot of things that could stop people from writing a book.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't have to be highly educated, and no, you don't have to have a big following. What you do have to have is an idea, and we can help you to develop that idea. There's another myth that's more around publishing, and that has to do with self-publishing. And a lot of people think that means do-it-yourself publishing. And it really doesn't, because then you kind of get a DIY product. So you always want to work with professionals and, to give a professional appearance of who you really are. But some other myths, let me think. I mean, there really aren't any barriers. I mean, some people think, oh, I don't have time. And all of the people we work with are really busy professionals. And that's why we've chunked the process down into small steps that you accomplish each week that builds toward your finished product.
So what would you, so in regards to self-publishing and having a publishing, someone who's publishing your book, what are the different pros and cons of both of them?
Okay. Well, self-publishing is, it's a lot more, I think when people get into it, it's a lot more complicated than they think it's going to be. Publishing is a really, really old industry, and there's a lot of very strict conventions that are associated with it. And so when you're self-publishing, what it means is that you are the person who is controlling the entire process to produce this product. So you have to hire, you know, book designers and editors and layout artists and proofreaders. And then there's some other kind of behind the scenes that we as professional publishers do that you probably won't know. Well, some of them you don't even have access to as a self-publisher, like getting your books listed in some books in print, catalogs that publishers use. But when you use a professional publishing house like Stonebrook Publishing, we do all of that for you. And it even comes down to the point of your ISBN number. The ISBN is always associated with the publishing house. And if you're self-published, or if you publish your book through Amazon, they have a published self-publishing arm. Your book is always tied to being self-published, which in a lot of bookstores and libraries' eyes, they won't consider carrying those products. But with a publishing house, you're tied to a bona fide publishing house. The other thing we do at the end of the whole process is we take it down and do all the legal work to file your copyright with the U.S. Library of Congress, which a lot of times self-publishers don't know to do either. So it's best to have kind of put yourself in the hands of somebody who's been there and know the ropes, rather than trying. It's a lot to figure out. It's a whole lot to figure out. So we save you that learning curve and just handle it all for you. And the other thing, you have a lot more flexibility when you're working with us as your publishers. For example, like when we do your cover, we give you about 4 different original cover designs to choose from. And then you pick the one you like, and then we kind of massage it until it's exactly what you want, which most self-publishers wouldn't hire somebody to do 4 different covers for them.
And when it comes to the costs,
difference? It's a little bit higher to go with it's hard to say. You can do a really cheap self-published book and do all that stuff yourself, but I'm telling you, you're not going to increase your credibility. In fact, you might kind of trash it. People often give me their self-published books, and it's so impressive that somebody's written a book and done it. But 9 times out of 10, there are so many things that they miss that I feel kind of like, oh my gosh, don't give this to anybody else, because you don't know what you don't know. But the cost for self-publishing, back to your question, you can spend just as much as what you do with a hybrid publishing house and still not get the kind of product you want. I don't know specifically what the costs are for self-publishing. At Stonebrook, the cost is $7,800 to publish your book. And you have a whole team, several teams of different designers who are working hand in hand with you to develop this really professional product.
Hmm. And when it comes to marketing and all that, how does it work?
Yeah, part of what we do when we're taking you through the process to write your book is to help you identify your target market. And then we have a big exercise about how to contact, you know, specifically. The best way to sell books is not one-to-one individual, but one to groups. And so, you know, we help you identify what kind of associations, et cetera, would be interested in your material. The other thing that we work with a lot of marketing partners who have fabulous methodologies for you to get the word out. And one of them that's favorites of our authors is to be a podcast host, you know, to get their message out. So it's, you know, there you have to consider what formats you want to publish in. Is it, you know, hard copy, soft copy? ebook, audiobook. You know, you have all sorts of options that we help you with.
So how does someone leverage all the opportunities in writing a book?
Yeah. There's a lot, and a lot that you may not have even considered. So when we are constructing your book, its structure is probably one of the most important things. And so you always want to approach it from the viewpoint of the reader. You know, what do they need? What are they looking for? And so we build your chapters in problem solution sets where you name the problem that your clientele is likely to have. And you know these things. This is what you help them with. And then through a very story-driven methodology, you present your solutions so that at the end of the whole process, when your book is finished and out there on the market, you should be able to take every one of those chapters. So what's a chapter? A chapter is a container of information. And your book, it'll be one problem, one solution. You should be able to take every chapter out of your book and repurpose that material for other revenue-producing products, such as, you know, speaking engagements, workshops, seminars, even online classes and video training. Many of our authors have started their own podcast, and these are all ways to get out of your own circle that you're already reaching now to reach an audience at different levels.
Okay. And when I was looking at your bio, it said there was three types of book that you could write to grow your influence. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So a lot of people write a business book, which, you know, is how to do something that you do well in your business. Another is a more like a how-to book. So somebody wants the formula for doing things. The other type of book we call is an overcomer book. And we work with a lot of people who have these kind of stories. And I love these because it shows a person who struggled through some things and overcame this certain obstacle. And now they want to use their story to just kind of reach back and pull up other people who are struggling through the same things. You know, we've had authors who come from extreme poverty, from growing up in the foster care system, from some abusive things, from, you know, suffering burns all over their body. Or one author we work with, he was shot in a public shooting and the bullet went in one temple and out the other and severed his optic nerve. And then profoundly blind. And 7 months after that shooting, he was snow skiing. And so, you know, those kind of overcomer books are real inspirational types that we work with.
What would you say? What are some of the mistakes that people make when they're thinking about writing a book?
Well, one of the things I mentioned earlier is just kind of that write first method without really planning things out. Another one is not really vetting your idea. If you you think you have a great idea, but you don't kind of check out what's the market like and how are they ready to receive it. And so in those cases, we help you sharpen your ideas so that you can communicate well. I think another mistake is thinking that you can't do it because you can. Anytime you have the opportunity to engage a methodology, that gives you a way to do something that you didn't know how to do before. And so that's another mistake in thinking. I think another mistake that some authors make is that they overvalue the quality of their own writing. And some people, you know, we talked about people who don't have education and haven't written before, but some other people like, yeah, I majored in English in college. And, you know, they think that they write so well that they don't have an editor, you know, clean up the work at the end, because that's an extremely important step, is to have your work edited. And then the other thing is a mistake they make is not to commit the time to actually do, you know, butt in the seat, fingers on the keyboard. It's hard to get there sometimes. I mean, it's like, you know, people think this books are going to write themselves, but you actually have to sit down and do it. So, you know, we help our authors do some time blocking and all so that they stay on track and actually get it finished.
So what about the longevity of a book?
Like, that's a really good question, Richard, my man. You have a really unique opportunity with nonfiction, because nonfiction should have a really long shelf life. Whereas fiction, it's like, oh, here's the latest story and everybody wants to read it. And then it's kind of in the past within a couple of months, you know, it doesn't take long. But nonfiction should have a really long shelf life if you employ some techniques that we teach you. And one of the most important ones is to try to stay away from social references. Like, you can date yourself if you build your book around a song that's popular right now. You know, if you use cultural references that are popular right now, and that in 2 to 5 years, people are like, yeah, that's yesterday. Like referencing television shows, or I can remember somebody with one of the books we were editing, they kept referencing the TV show Mad Men, which was popular at the time, but now nobody talks about it anymore. So you can tell that book is older if we kept that in there. So we help you to flag things that would date your book. And, you know, your message should be solid, unless you're writing about something current and contemporary right now. Like if you were writing about how to use ChatGPT or AI to do something, that's current and contemporary. It'll be obsolete in a year because things will have continued to progress. But we try to help you scour, and we have an eye for identifying things that would make your book outdated in just a little bit of time.
What are some major things that you've learned in the book industry? That could be beneficial for future authors.
Yeah. I think the main thing, you know, everybody has a story, but people often don't value their own story. Like, we have one life and we've just lived it. So we tend to think, well, this isn't very interesting. This is just where I came up and what I've done. And I've even had authors say things to me who've done incredible things and are really inspirational, or just day by day by day by day did what they do, and they've become so proficient at it. And they're like, you know, well, who am I to, you know, write a book? And I'm like, oh my goodness, who are you to keep it to yourself? I really believe that what we're here to do, and that what we all do in our businesses, is that we're all offering our clients or customers two things. And those two things are hope and help. And I think that's what we do as business people. We just do it in our own unique way. And when you become the source of hope and help to other people, then you've really fulfilled a purpose that you're here to do. And nobody has your story. Nobody else knows what you do, knows what you've come through, what you've overcome, what you've developed, what you've created. So you're the only one who can do it. And you're the only one who has your own voice. Even if you have a business that's not unlike other people's businesses, say you're a financial planner, you're the only one who has your unique personality and your unique perspective and your unique experience in history. And so you're the only one who can deliver that message.
Can you give us some tips, final tips on how to write a successful book, and or once you write it, to accomplish that the goals that you want to achieve once you write the book.
I love what you said about goals, because it's really important in the beginning to set your goals for your book. Now, I'm going to tell you right up front, you're not going to become a New York Times bestselling author, most likely, and nor will you quit your day job to live off of your book royalties. But you have to figure out up front, what is the purpose of my book? In order to justify the costs for writing and developing it, most of our clients who are business owners and entrepreneurs, it's a business expense. And they can say, okay, I need to get X number of new clients as a result of this effort, or I need to have X number of speaking engagements in order to, you know, justify the cost, or, you know, grow my platform, or that type of thing. In addition to having the opportunities to repurpose your material, excuse me, for other products. But I think that we clearly define your goals up front, so that you know that you reach those when you get there. Now, a lot of times people say, if I only help one person, I'll be satisfied. Then when we get to the end and their book's for sale, they don't want to help just one person. Why would you want to just help one? You want to help a lot of people. And so you want to be able to broadcast your book in every format. You know, like I said before, everybody doesn't do a hardback, but paperback, ebook, audiobook, you know, you want to get your message out there. And we live in a really unique time where we can do that as individuals. And so in order to measure your goals, you have to know what they are up front. And so we highly encourage you to set those goals as we're writing your book.
Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
Yeah. I love to talk about people's book ideas. So if anybody just wants to chat about an idea, you can go to my website, which is thebookprofessor.com. And across the top navigation, there's a link that says schedule a call with Nancy. And it's a 30-minute Zoom call, because I like to see who I'm talking to. We just chat about your ideas. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Just Google my name, you know, not Google it, but search for my name, Nancy Erickson. So we're here to help. I mean, I think a lot of people, they, you know, people either tell them they should write a book, or they've thought about it, or they started writing and kind of got all tangled up, but haven't pushed through to the end product. So we really like to hold your hand and give you both instruction and accountability, so that you get it done and you're launched as a, you know, published author.
Mm. Final words in regards to everything we talked about?
Well, I would just tell you that you can do it. It's a project. It's a little bit like going, you know, you have, maybe if you have like one big project in your business a year, this would be one of those, but you can do it. You can do it, and you will surprise yourself, and it will be so worth it when you see that the lives that you've been able to change or save, or transformation that you've been able to create. It is really, really fulfilling. And you deserve to get your ideas out there.
Thank you for listening. If there's any topics you would like me to touch, feel free to reach out to me, and I'll do my best to make it happen. I'm on most social media platforms, and you could send me an email. You will find the links in the show notes. And also, don't forget, if this is your first time listening to the podcast and you like it, please don't forget to subscribe at the end. Thank you, and see you next time.